Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin.
My name is Sharon Quinn. I'm a mum of three with my own business. With the busy lifestyle, I've always struggled to maintain a healthy sleeping pattern. Another mum introduced me to CBD oil, and over the last 18 months, I've seen a massive improvement, and I'd highly recommend it to friends and family.
And if you would like to get your hands on some quality CBD oil, our show sponsors, Hemp Heroes, have given us a really special offer to our Opinions Matter listeners. You can get a 10% discount on a fantastic range of CBD products on their website. They are products for humans and pets, by the way. It's the very first time I ever heard of a CBD company providing CBD products for pets. And hempheroes.ie do exactly that. So all you have to do if you want to avail of the 10% discount is visit their website, hempheroes.ie. Then you go through the website to find what you want for yourself. And at checkout, if you use the promo code RELAX10, you'll immediately get a 10% discount off all CBD products and free delivery for orders over €54. You can do that over and over again as much as you like. So once again, visit the website hempheroes.ie, find whatever it is you're looking to purchase, and at checkout, use the promo code RELAX10 and you will get a 10% discount straight away. And our sincere thanks to hempheroes.ie for being current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, we also want to give a shout out to another one of our show sponsors.
Yes, how would you like to buy a book and support the groups that are fighting against domestic violence in Ireland? Because you can do that by purchasing Safe, which is a new book by Priscilla and Amy Granger. They are the mother and daughter team behind Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland. And for the first time, they have put their story to paper. They are both victims of domestic abuse and they've put their story to paper. It's a compelling read is what I would say. The book is called Safe. It's the inspiring first-hand story of Priscilla and Amy Granger and how they escaped domestic violence in Ireland. And you can order your copy right now on safe-thebook.ie, where you can get it in paperback format or on ebook format. And just remember, a portion of the proceeds towards the sale of this book go to helping victims of domestic abuse. The book is called Safe, and you can buy it on safe-thebook.ie.
And we couldn't recommend it enough. Myself and Jeremy were actually involved in the launch of the book a couple of weeks back. It's written by a journalist called Shane Doran, and I've two people who've read the book from cover to cover and say it's a compelling read. Yeah. It really is. So well done to the two ladies, Priscilla and Amy. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, we had something else planned for this edition of the podcast.
That can hold.
We actually had a completely different conversation planned for this podcast until our Jeremy arrived at our studio today with fire coming out of his ears and his nose. He was in a fit of rage.
Yeah.
What was the problem?
So 1 o'clock today when I was driving, well, I was driving somewhere else before I came out here, and I was driving down by, do you know where the Kilchane Cross is?
I know it well. It's just down the road from me.
So explain to people where the Kilchane Cross is.
It's at Kilchane Cross on the old N2.
Back at the airport.
Yeah, the back of the airport.
And it's a narrow enough road. Sorry, it wasn't the Kilchane Cross, it was the Kilchane Road, which goes near it. And very narrow road, isn't it? And as I was driving along the road, in front of me was a sulky, or a horse and trap, as they're called. And I was shocked at the way this was being... You see, there's only certain parts of Dublin where you'll see this. And where I live, thanks be to Jesus, you don't see this going on. They don't ride them out our way. So I don't get to see them that often. But this fella was pounding along the road with the horse. Two fellas in the car, two big fat lads, being hauled along by this poor horse, and they had him going. Put it this way, I was driving fast enough and they were going even faster than me. They had the poor horse running like mad. It was
Here's some audio from, this is just a YouTube video or a Facebook video, but it's actually filmed out where you're talking about. This That's good. On the N2 road, which is the old Derry road. And you can hear this horse being ridden. In fact, there's two horses.
Having a race. On a main road,
just down the road from where I live.
Yeah, cars having to pull over.
Yep. So this is on the N2, from what I can see, heading towards Ashburn by the looks of it. So this is exactly what you saw today.
Yep. So I was stuck behind it. It was swerving in and out. Two big fat lads on us. Now, the reason I'm saying they're fat is because the poor horse was trying to pull along these two lads. Did you hear them? Now, I mean, I'll just stop that. I can't even listen to that anymore. I can't watch it. Here. What gives... Just stop it for a second. What gives these... And I want someone to answer this question because I am angry today. What gives these people... Neanderthals, by the way. That's what they are. They're Neanderthals. They live in the past. They think it's acceptable to ride horses like mad on main roads with traffic pulled out.
Okay, what's the difference between this and horses racing each other in Leopardstown?
Okay, the last time I lived beside Leopardstown Racecourse, the last time I saw the 515 at Leopardstown, yeah, and the horses were running around the track, I didn't see Hyundais and Ford Escorts and
okay,
other cars.
Okay, so that's the difference.
And I also didn't see pedestrians trying to walk out across the track on a horse track. So I want to know why these Neanderthals, and that's what they are, anybody that thinks it's acceptable to race a horse and cart on a main road and put my life...
Well, how was your life in danger?
Because I was... The way this sulky was going, I was convinced the wheels were going to come off this thing. Now, had he come off that and had that crashed into my car, yeah, who's going to pay for to fix my car?
Your insurance company or you.
Yeah. Do you think they're insured?
I wouldn't think so, no.
Okay.
Okay, one of the first comments that we regularly get
Don't scream me. The horses were on the road before.
Yeah, before cars were.
Okay, well, before houses came along, we lived in caves. So should we all go back living in caves?
Some people would love to live in a cave.
Who would love to live in a cave?
The point I'm trying to make is horses have been using our highways and byways since long before you ever had your little Hyundai car.
That is a shit excuse, and I'm not going to buy that as an excuse. Okay? I'm not going to buy it as an excuse because... times have changed. We've evolved. Roads are for cars, not for you to have your little childish races or to... Like, well, where did they even be going? Where were these two lads going on the Kilchain Road earlier on?
I don't know. They trot around. I see them regularly. They trot around the area.
Have they never heard that these two lads...
Get the buzz.
Well, no, it would have answered them better to actually walk and get some bloody exercise. But
they're trotting around, giving the horse a bit of exercise. Generally speaking, causing no harm to anybody except for the backlog of traffic behind them. But generally speaking...
They're not insured to be on the road. And I think... You see, I think...
Neither are you if you go out on your bike tonight.
I think the issue is...
Hang on. Neither are you if you go out on your bike tonight.
Oh my God. I think the problem here is that I've been trying to work out over the last 2 hours why there's not a clampdown on this and why the guards aren't stopping this, yeah? And I think the guards are afraid to stop it. I think they're afraid to stop it because some of the people that get involved in this say it's part of their culture. It's their tradition and all that, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you say that's the right argument to use?
That is the argument, yeah.
Well, that's a pathetic argument.
Why?
Because... Okay, I can say it's my culture to go out and shoot birds out of the sky. Yeah, does that mean it's okay? No, that's
my, probably not. No.
My family going back years, yeah, have always been bird killers. That's what they did. They all shot birds back in 150 years ago. So is it okay for me to do that now?
If some people still do shoot birds out of the sky, that's the reality of it.
My point is,
so you want them banned. You want them banned off the road. You want the guards arresting anybody who goes out on a sulky.
Yes, why are they not banned?
Conversation.
Why is this allowed to happen?
Tradition, culture. But there's your answer if you want an answer. Let's kick off with a WhatsApp voice note from Catherine.
Horses do not belong in cities. The way they're treated are absolutely appalling. They race them in the heat and the cold. They sleep in abysmal places with no shelter. We need to ban it, and we need to ban it now. Animals are not ours to abuse. Anytime anyone sees an animal being abused, a horse, a sulky horse, please phone the guards. The guards will take action. Please phone the warden. They also will take action eventually.
Okay, Catherine, you're talking about please call the guards if you see an animal being abused. I was behind a sulky last weekend. There were two young fellas in the trap behind the horse. They weren't abusing the horse. The horse was trotting along, minding his own business, looking as happy as Larry. It would cause no harm to anybody. So why would you call the guards on that? That's the question I want to know. And in fact, Jeremy, like I said, two young fellas on a double trap, going very similar to where we were after looking at that video, but they were causing no harm to anybody. Literally causing no harm to the horse. Catherine said in her message, horses have no place in cities. This wasn't in the city. This was out in rural North County Dublin.
My point is, the horse was being ridden within an inch of its life. It was pelting along the road. That's not what should happen on main roads.
Horses love running. They love running. They get off on running. It's their thing. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Jay, he's basically saying nobody should be allowed to ride a horse and trap on the streets of Ireland, on the roads and the highways and the byways of this country.
They're too bloody dangerous, Adrian. Come on now. Okay, there's tracks out there from down the country, maybe in a quiet country road, but not up the middle of the N7. Now, you got to agree there. That's highly dangerous. Okay, that's
and that's an organised race, and we have seen that. And I don't think there's any argument in favour of having races like that on one of the busiest roads in the state. However, the example that I gave of what I saw the other day, two young fellas, 16, 17, on the back, or on a trap, a double trap, being pulled along by a horse. The horse looked happy, the lads were happy, they were causing no harm to anybody, in my opinion.
How would you like to have a thing strapped to you and two horses sitting in the back of it and you dragging them up the bloody road?
No, I wouldn't like it, but that's not my thing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't do that.
No, I'm not into them traps. I think they're too bloody dangerous. The horse gets spooked, Adrian. You know, the thing bolts off. I mean, you're the kid only killed a couple of years ago down in Kilkenny, I think, on one of them.
Are you actually defending this, Adrian?
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying it's not as bad as you're making. No, it's not as bad as you're making it out to
have
be.
Have you ever seen the photograph?
I agree with Jay. Hang on, I agree with Jay.
Have you never seen the photographs printed in the newspapers and on animal welfare sites of when these horses actually fall on the road and they end up dead? They break a neck on the road and they're just left there. Because these people, by the way, if you think they care about animals, because you're going to get loads of comments saying,
I mean, maybe if they had the right shoes on it, but I mean, you'd see them, they have the metal hoofs on them, and you'd see them slipping on the concrete, you'd see them slipping on the tar. One of them takes off and tries to take a bend too quick, there's a big accident, and you have absolutely no safety on you. You're not strapped in, you don't have a roll cage, you don't have a bloody helmet. You're coming off that heavy.
Okay, but that's their issue. If you come off a bike at speed helmet.
It's the horse that gets damaged here. I don't give a shit about the gobshites riding the horses. It's the poor horse that's going to end up with a couple of broken legs and being put down. You know what I mean? Out in the country roads out where you probably live, maybe there's no, but you see them in the city. There's no place for them. You have traffic building up around them. You have people trying to get around them. And that's how accidents are caused. The city is just no place for these poor horses. Even them ones that they have up in town there that bring the people around. I do see it. Them horses get spooked in that traffic. I don't care what anybody says.
The ones that are doing the Hackneys around Dublin,
yeah,
they're well used to walking the streets, are they?
No, come here. Them horses don't get a break. Oh, bloody day long. No, if you made a person walk like that, man, you get into trouble. You know, there'd be laws against it.
So would you like to see the law come down like a ton of bricks on anybody who is on a trap being pulled by a horse?
On main roads, yeah. I'm definitely on
the main road. What's a main road? Define a main road.
Well, any of the R roads. So the old N4 out the garbage, that'd be a main road. Any of the roads off it, I mean, they're very quiet. They're secondary roads. But motorways, dual carriageways, and any of the R roads, they shouldn't be anywhere near them, Adrian. Traffic is travelling at 100, between 80 and 100, 120 kilometres an hour on them roads.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And it's not like I haven't had problems. I was driving home from Port Marnock here 2 weeks ago, and just at the back of the airport there was a trap in front of us delaying all the traffic, and the traffic backlog behind them was ridiculous. But again, not really causing any harm to anybody.
Just until somebody gets annoyed, Adrian, and starts blowing that horn when they get close to that horse, and that horse gets spooked. I drive a big truck, and I was out with my missus one day, and even I stopped when I seen the horse, the woman on a horse, and I literally just brought my truck to a complete another stop and let her pass me, because the noise of my engine alone go by that horse. You can see it. You do see the horses getting nervous. So when I do see them out where I live, so I live out the country, as you know, I'll just pull right in and I'll wait till they pass me. You know, and if I have to get past them, I will literally wait till I have a wider stretch of road I can get and then go around them, because you don't want to spook a horse. An animal that size and a little human anywhere near them, it's not going to come out nice for the human.
Keith sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Yeah, Jeremy, great idea. Take all the kids and I'll take all the hobbies away from them. You know, get them into criminality. Like, have the areas ran down. Then you could talk on the podcast about how much the areas are ran down and how people are afraid to walk the streets because there's gangs hanging out around everywhere. So, like, you get somebody who puts that time into an old pony or a horse or whatever and is out training the horse and keeping it running and all without keeping it locked up in the field and keeping it going, and you're not happy with it. Well, boo fucking who? Right, the lads are happy with it. They're not going to protest and saying there's a gobshite on the fucking radio every day giving out about everybody what they fucking do. We hate it. The fucking Grinch of the radio is what you are. Seriously, man, cop on, will you? Leave the people alone with their hobbies.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Just a second ago, we played an angry message from Keith, Jeremy, saying, leave people at their hobbies. Okay. You'd be giving out about rundown areas, blah, blah, blah. You heard what he said.
Oh, my God, I hate that excuse. That excuse is the most pathetic. Keith, if you're going to give an excuse, give a better one than that. That's the same excuse that was used 20 years ago for joyriders. If you give them a track and give them free cars, they won't joyride cars. How about they just start doing things that shouldn't be used as a threat that, you know... Oh God, we can't stop them from racing horses on the road, because if we stop them from racing horses, they might start robbing houses. Jeez, we can't have that. How about they just do what every normal person in society does and stop abusing animals?
But I don't believe that the animals are being abused in the way in which you're making out.
Dr. Doolittle there. So you've spoken to those animals.
Okay, the horse that you saw today, was he in bits? Was he on his knees?
He was being run into the ground.
How do you know he was being run into the ground?
These two fellas that were on this horse and trap, yeah, they weren't 15 years of age, okay? These were grown men who should have known bloody better. Two big lumps of lads.
Okay, but you don't have that tradition.
So, no, according to Keith, Keith's argument is that if we stop them, so if we pull them over today, if the guards pull them over and said, lads, you can't, I'm going to confiscate this. And by the way, that's what should be done. The sulkies should be confiscated and the horses should be handed into care to somebody who will actually look after those horses. So are you trying to keep, by Keith's argument, yep, if we take the sulkies away from them, these people are going to start robbing houses. Is that his argument?
No, that's not what he said.
Yes, it is what he said.
He's basically saying it's just a harmless pastime is really the point that he was trying to make. Steve, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Steve?
Well, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Steve. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Do you know what? At the start of this, Adrian, I thought it was going to be a pretty simple topic. And then you threw a spanner in the works when you start mentioning bikes. Because the way I'm looking at this is, from a safety aspect for road users and for traffic, absolutely, round the horses up, put them in stables, shoot them in the head, do something with them, get rid of them. I'm not about animal welfare, couldn't give a toss about animals, I'm more about the humans. But if we have to look at the statistics, because I just was looking at them, that there's more people killed on the roads on bicycles than there is horses.
Exactly my point. Now, there are obviously a lot more people on bicycles than horses, but still.
Absolutely, but we still have a problem where people... We have a bigger problem with bicycles. So, at the end of the day, if we're going to take the horses off the road, we may as well do the exact same thing with the bicycles. But back to the horses in any way. Look, as I said, I'm generally not about animal welfare. I couldn't give a crap, to be honest with you, with Jeremy saying, you know, the horses being ran into the ground. You know, go to the Grand National and have a look at the horses being ran into the ground there and dropping dead of heart attacks before they even get out of the bloody box. You know, there's animal cruelty going on all over the world. The biggest problem here is the traffic situation. If one of those horses run out into the middle of traffic and there's somebody with a child in a car, or even somebody on their own in the car, and they end up getting killed because of some wanker on a horse, I mean, it sounds like the wild, wild west, doesn't it?
Yes, I suppose. But I can tell you, Steve, that I personally got knocked down by a push bike a couple of years ago. And without exaggerating, the guy hit me so hard he could have killed me. He could have thrown me out in front of traffic, and I could have been killed. So my point is that push bikes, in my opinion, can be and are just as dangerous.
Well, I wouldn't say are just as dangerous. Clearly, they have a more statistical chance of causing an accident, but just as dangerous? No. I mean, I'd rather be run over by a bike than a horse, obviously.
You wouldn't if you got the wallop I got. But anyway.
Well, but look, at the end of the day, the people who are using these animals either way, they're not the cream of the crop. You know, they're not exactly the high society type people. So just go in and take the fucking horses off of them. I don't see what the problem is. I mean, sure, there's plenty of animal rights activist groups out there. I mean, you have that guy, what's his name? He's always on the show.
John
Carmody?
Yeah,
Carmody. I'm pretty sure, you know, people like him, he can push for legislation for this to go through, to have the horses taken off these people. Because, as I said, these people are just scumbags. I mean, you want to get a car, you want a taxi, put it on the road, go ahead, do that, get the insurance, walk away. Don't be putting horses on the road. We don't live in 1940s Ireland. We have cars now. We have traffic systems. We have traffic lights and we have pedestrians and we have lorries and heavy goods vehicles and buses all going around, and all of a sudden we have a horse clip-clopping up the motorway. Not a bleeding hope.
So on my way home today, there's every possibility I'm going to see somebody or two on a horse and trap on my journey home, because the road that I travel home is one of the most frequent to see these. You believe that the guard should pull up behind them, take them off the horse and trap, and what? Arrest them? Arrest the horse? What?
Well, see, but you don't arrest the horse. Obviously, you impound the horse or put a clamp on it. I don't know. You take the horse off them, clearly. You ring animal welfare. They're going to come out and take the horse off of them. You impound the trap. You give them a fine. And that's it. They don't get the horse and the trap back. Make it illegal. Make it illegal to use horses on the road. I mean, surely to God, would you see this in the UK?
I believe you would see it in the UK.
In cities.
Maybe not in cities. No.
So where was it? Where this was? Out beside the airport?
Out beside the airport.
I'm assuming there's a lot of bloody traffic out beside the airport.
Well, it's all on back roads.
It was Jeremy who obviously came across this, yeah?
They caused a tailback of about 30 cars. And the cars coming the other way, opposite them, all pulled over because they were terrified that the trap was going to cross over to the other side of the road. They literally brought the whole of a main road to a standstill because it's their pastime. So, Adrian, if my pastime, supposing I had a pastime, and my pastime was to kick a football up and down the main road, would it be okay for me to stand in the middle of the M50 and start playing football with my mates? It's my pastime.
And you'd be stupid to do it.
Football's my culture.
Yeah, so, but you'd be stupid to do it.
Well, there you go. There's your argument.
Nobody here is arguing. I'm not arguing that you should be allowed to go up and down the M50 on a horse and trap. Nobody is arguing that point.
Thank God you're saying that.
In fairness, Jeremy, your argument is a little bit lame.
It is.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But at the end of the day, a horse is meant to move with traffic. It has wheels on the track. You know, you kicking a football is stationary. It's a completely lame argument.
No, it is. I
understand where you're coming from.
No. Adrian's argument, and the argument coming in from people here, is that it's a pastime. Leave them with their pastime. And I'm saying we all have pastimes, but those pastimes can't include going out into a main road. They shouldn't have been on that road.
No, they can't. Obviously not. They can't interfere with the public. If you have a pastime that's interfering with the public, clearly it shouldn't be allowed.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. We're asking whether or not, well, Jeremy believes, and Steve, that we should have an outright ban on the use of horse and traps on public roads, basically. So if you want to do it, you do it on private land, not on public roads. That's the conversation we're having. Jess, you're annoyed over this as well. Why?
Because, I'm sorry, in this day and age, no one should be using a horse as fucking transport.
Why not?
Culture, my fucking arse. It's abuse what they do. Have you seen this? Have you seen some of the states that them poor horses to be in? It's actually sickening.
Okay, but I have also seen horses that look very fit and very healthy and very well cared for.
And they shouldn't be on the roads because something could happen to A, the horse, or B, the person driving that car. What if something were to happen, God forbid, like, I don't mean to use it as an example, Jeremy, but what if that horse somehow bashes into your car and injures you, or you injure that horse? You're screwed.
Yeah. I don't think you're grasping like that, Adrian.
How is it acceptable?
Okay, you know, Jeremy, you remember the day that I was knocked down by the push bike. I was in bits. I'd cracked ribs. I was really in a bad way. He whacked into me and knocked me flying onto the road. That was just as dangerous.
A horse is much heavier than a bike, though.
Yeah, but I can also see it. I can see it much easier.
We're not even comparing this. We're not. This is what about Adrian? You're talking about bikes. We're not talking about. Shut up about bikes for a second. We're talking about.
You were talking about insurance and all that, and people on the roads without insurance. There are tens of thousands of bikes on the road without insurance.
Okay, nobody's car has ever been written off because of a bicycle hit into it. So let's. You're an intelligent man. Okay, you start making an intelligent.
Okay, but was this horse on the road in any threat to your car?
Yes, had that horse bolted or whatever, and that sulky came over the windscreen of my car, I could have my three kids in the car at the time. It stopped making excuses for it. I want to hear, has anybody got one?
They can get easily spooked as well.
Has anybody got one valid excuse as to why they should be on the road? One valid excuse other than, oh, they were here before cars were here. But if that's the case, sell your bloody car and then go to work every morning on the back of, on your horse and tie it out the front of your job, if you think that's the case. Morons.
Okay, somebody says, Keith says, I was doing my bus driving lessons out that way the last few weeks, and all I did was I just drove around the sulkies. It's no big deal.
Oh, it's no
people
big
are
deal.
Making too big a deal out of it, Jess.
Well, do you know what? I'm not. Now, this is probably going to sound horrible, but I'm not on the road yet. And I swear to God, if I ever do get stuck behind one of them, I will be slamming on that horn and on that accelerator because I don't have time for it. Like, if you want to go around riding a horse, do it in your own time somewhere else where it doesn't be a disruption to everyone else's life.
Okay, so this message from Frida. Horses are not for the roads, end of. And if a horse collided with a car, what then?
Yeah, exactly. They're not made for the roads anymore.
Okay, do me a favor, stay
it's
on the line.
It's not the 18th fucking century, like.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let's have a listen to Kevin.
I don't know the solution to this. Even if it's illegalized, would the guards actually do anything? Look, I'm from Stony Batter, and up until a year ago, it is part of everyday life seeing the horse and traps being cantered or hitting speed up through Fisbury or Prussia Street onto Hanlon's Corner. I've seen them jump lights at Hanlon's Corner, which is a nightmare even in a car. And yeah, they're shitting all over the roads, but it's part of everyday life in that area because you had the Smithfield horse market back in the day. And I'm sure there's other pockets of areas that are just, that's part of everyday life. But the likes of what Jeremy experienced, a lot of us have probably seen something similar. And it's how are they going to restrict it? That's the question. And even if they legalise it, are the guards going to actually do anything about it? And therein lies the problem.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you?
Right. Well, Keith, what's your view on all this? Should the law come down like a ton of bricks on anybody out with a horse and trap?
No. It's fucking ridiculous. I know a good few people that have horses and that, and traps and all that, and look after horses very well. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Jeremy said the poor horse was run ragged. He was in bits earlier on, which I don't believe for one second.
Okay, but don't believe it. Don't believe it. Why would I say he was?
How would you know, just looking at a bloody horse in traffic, that he's in bits? The argument here is, Keith, that roads aren't any place for horses. That's really it.
Well, I mean, you have to, the horses have to get out and walk, and you have to burn off energy, right? But, yeah, some people do ill-treat them, but a lot of them don't. So I don't understand.
I agree with you. Much and all as they really piss me off when I'm stuck in traffic behind one of them, that's the only thing that pisses me off, because when I do eventually pass by them, the horse actually looks in fine nick. And he does.
Yeah. course they do.
Doesn't look abused or mistreated. Anyway, if they were abused or mistreated, they wouldn't run the bloody road.
Adrian is now an equine veterinary doctor.
I didn't say anything. So ridiculous.
So hang on, you've checked their feet to make sure their feet are okay.
I'm merely arguing that if a horse was in the state that you're alleging this horse was in, it wouldn't be able to run the bloody road.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be able to. Simple as that. Okay, your point is, Keith, that this is just it's just a hobby for some people. People need to get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Simple as that, Jeremy. Steve, what do you say to that? This is a harmless hobby, really, and people need to just get over it.
Okay, so A, it's not harmless because horses can run out into traffic. But that woman that was on previously said that she would beat the horn and she would speed up. Clearly, she'd be the one causing the accident in that case because she would spook the horse. So that's a terrible, stupid thing to do. I wouldn't suggest that she does that when she gets her life. Second of all, do you remember a couple of years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there was a video doing the rounds on Facebook of a woman that was behind a horse and trap. I think it was in Fingal somewhere. And basically the horse had dropped dead in the middle of the road.
Yes, I remember that.
So these are the type of people that I'm saying own horse and trap. These are the type of people, they just took the saddle off the horse and left it dead in the middle of the road and couldn't give a crap.
Okay, but hang on, Keith isn't denying that there are examples, as there are in every, anything we might talk about, of some people who abuse animals or don't look after them properly. It's always going to get some arseholes that mistreat animals.
You'll get a majority of people, will ill treat them. But
Did you say a majority?
A minority, I assume you meant.
Minority, yeah. A small people, right?
Majority.
So what did you say?
It's a majority, it's not a minority. That's why Adrian was talking about stereotypes and all that. It's a majority of people who mistreat these animals.
I see horse and traps running around the North County Dublin at least once a week. And I can honestly tell you, the horses to me do not look like they're being mistreated.
I live in the area.
Okay, so you can tell by looking at them. Yeah.
Now at the moment, it's 3 horses and they're beautiful. And the look after them so well, right? They can brush them, water them, and fed them. Any shit that's on the ground or on the grass, they go and pick them up. So,
exception to the rule, of course. Of course, there's always an exception to the rule. There's got to be one or two people who take care of them. And you know what? I'm just going to cut to the chase. I'm just going to say it out straight. It's travellers who are mostly doing it.
Yeah, you know what?
Look, the stereotype is there, and that's what I'm trying to get around to. The vast majority of horse and trap that I've ever seen on the road, that I personally, Steve, have seen on the road, and I'm talking from experience, have belonged to travellers.
You're some piece of work, Ari.
There's no point even
talking to you because you don't even know what you're talking about. So,
I clearly do. Get somebody on to disagree with me who has a piece of evidence. I mean, argue with me. If you're going to argue with me, argue with me. Just don't say I'm stupid.
He's basically saying, Steve, that there is, people are making too much of a mountain out of a molehill here, that the horses aren't being mistreated, that the horses are actually grand.
Adrian, I can walk out my door right now and I can send you pictures, maybe 3 or 4 pictures within the next 20 minutes of one particular horse that's tied up down beside an apartment block and it's belonging to white travellers, another one that's out on a green belonging to white travellers. Just horses flitted around everywhere, tied to lampposts in little small areas. And look, as I said, I don't care about the cruelty of the horses, but at the end of the day, you know, you can't avoid the point that the vast majority of horses that are travelling on the roads of Ireland are belonging to travellers, and they don't particularly come across as responsible people.
Okay, and that's your stereotypical view.
That's my opinion.
I believe a lot of what you're saying is true. A lot of the people that are out on horse and sulkies are travellers, but I don't believe that's 100% true. I don't believe they're all travellers.
No,
I never said all. I don't speak in absolutes. I never said all. I said the majority. That's what I said. I never said them all.
What do you think on this, Keith? Do you believe it's only travellers that do this? Because I don't. No,
I don't. I don't. I agree with you 100%. He's just making up as things go along. And what he sees is outside his front door. Mm. But if he goes around the corner or goes to a different part of Dublin. He'll see things differently, you know.
And this is the point that I was making. Originally, before I moved out to where I live now in North County Dublin, I wouldn't have often seen horse and traps. I see them now regularly, so it doesn't come as much as a shock to me as it used to. And generally speaking, I think the horses look well cared for.
Dear. He's just seeing what he wants to see, but he hasn't seen the bigger picture of what's actually out there, what people are genuine care for the horses.
Okay, but stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in this message from Stephen.
Well, lads, it's just listening to the podcast there. A lot of them horses are treated like babies. 99.9% of them. There is that extremely small few that gives it a bad name. But if you get 99% of them horses are every bit as well looked after as any of them top race horses that be in Leopardstown, stuff like that there. It'll never stop. I do it myself, and I'll never stop either. And the irregular vet checks, they get well looked after in every way, shape and form. And the fact that Jeremy was saying that it should be banned, just because he's not into it, or it's not his sort of thing, it is for thousands of others. You know? Thanks,
lads. All right, let me go to Frida. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Frida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Frida. Well, some people saying a mountain out of a molehill is being made here, that there is no big deal. People shouldn't be running down what is a traditional thing in Ireland.
Yeah, traditional. Traditional, that was okay when it was the times, and it was those times. Now is not anymore, not on roads. They don't belong on roads at all. Not where.
What about back roads then? What about
back roads. No roads at all. There's no roads suitable. If you want to bring your horse out and you want to bring it for whatever, go to the nearest field and run your horse. I would not have a horse on a road unless it's used by a Gardaí where it's in top shape. I would not have a horse on any road. It's cruel. It's not on. It's not a place for a horse to be. You don't know when a horse is going to take the wrong move and then go out into a bunch of a car, in front of a car, and then what happens? Then what?
Okay,
so
you would also like to see a roundup of any horse and trap on our roads and the horse be impounded?
I don't know about being impounded, but I do believe that horses should not be on the road. If they're being on the road, they should be removed from the road. And the owner should get a fine. The horses don't belong on roads. I don't know where people think they can just jump on the horse with their cart or whatever they have on the back with a bunch load of people. They're all size, weights, whatever. No, I don't believe it. I think it's very cruel to the horse in question. I don't like it at all. And I think it's very dangerous.
Okay, let me just go back to you, Keith, for 1 second. That a lot of people believe that it is cruel to have a horse on our roads, despite the fact, by the way, that 150 years ago you'd used a horse to run from Dublin to Belfast just to pull a stagecoach behind us. Well, a couple of horses.
We've moved on.
I know, but the horses were grand.
They're entitled to the road.
Yeah, but you bear in mind in those times, though, Adrian, you bear in mind those times, the roads, Reading roads, like you would have having a lot of horses using roads then. And it was okay.
Sorry, Keith. You just said was they're entitled to use the roads.
Yeah, why not? What harm are they going to do? They're not going to... Only a certain part of them, right, will spook them. And then, they probably will dart off. Right.
Okay, but hang on. If that horse and trap had crashed into my car today, I was right behind.
It didn't. It didn't.
Who's going to pay my car insurance?
Nobody. No more than a bike ramming into your car, or a shopping trolley ramming into the door of your car.
Exactly,
nobody's going to pay for any of that.
Okay, shopping. I haven't been. Geez, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm living a sheltered life. I've never come across a shopping trolley doing 60 miles an hour down the road.
I saw a shopping trolley reef the side off a car.
A shopping trolley can come down a hill and hit your car.
Bloody
and
sure
it can. But you've been grown ups, lads. When was the last time you heard on the news, on the 6-1 news, a man has been in a car accident with a shopping trolley?
No, Jesus, I haven't. The point I'm trying to make is you're saying who's going to pay for the damage. Nobody is. Horse didn't cause you any harm today.
This is quite simple, and I'm sure Frida will agree with me. This is quite simple.
Yeah.
If you want to ride a horse till it's dead. Ride it all night and all day. Get a field to do it in. Thank you.
But they want to do it on
totally
their own.
Agree.
Yeah.
There's no thrill
totally
in going around in the field.
I have many times I drove down roads and I would be in the dark and I would have no visibility of another horse being in front of me or couldn't overtake it because there was no control over the horse. I have been up in front of it loads of times. I'm sick of seeing horses on the roads with a big bunch of people on the back, putting other people on the road at jeopardy. I don't believe, and they don't move out of your way, they don't put the thing out of your way, they don't do anything. The horse gets irritated and agitated when there's cars all there, lights flashing. No, don't agree with it.
Okay, but stay there for 1 second. I've been asked to play you this message from Darren.
Oh, here's this fucking Egypt Frida again.
I didn't say I'd kill a horse. Get it right, man. Didn't say I'd kill a horse.
Okay, here, just let him let him speak. I want to hear that message because I couldn't hear you. You were shouting all over him. Hang on.
All right.
Fucking
okay.
Egypt Frida again. Now all she wants to do is ban every horse. Kill every horse as well as killing every dog. Fool of a woman.
Okay, she never said we should kill all the horses. No, she didn't say that, Frida. I'll back you up on that one, Frida.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed, Frida, for your call. I think we have one more call we're going to squeeze in, and somebody actually wants to talk to you, Frida, and that is Stephen. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
Are you not helping?
Stephen, why are you annoyed?
I tell you, it's just a bit... The way everybody's going on about it is as if it's something severely criminal. Like, I do a bit with the horses myself, and they'd be regularly jogged every day. They'd be worked out on beaches, fields, different things. But whenever it comes to... They do have an odd race on the road, yeah, but that's once every month, once every couple of months.
No, that is the exception. Anytime I ever see them on the roads, they're not racing, they're just trotting around.
Yeah, and to say they should be pounded and this, that, annoying. Like, a lot of people aren't interested in it, and it might be a lot of people's thing, but it is for a lot of people as well. It is their thing, you know?
Okay, what about the argument that we've moved on since the 1800s, where you'd have four horses pulling a stagecoach down to Cork? We've moved on since then, and horses have no place on the road.
Well, there's going to be some people arguing that. The same as everything else. There's going to be some people who reckon there's no place for them in the road, this, that, and lying. I know, well, whenever it even comes towards, I know we're talking about horses, but cyclists, there's people that get more wound up over cyclists than over horses.
Absolutely. Well, I'd be one of those that gets wound up. And the point here is, Frida, that people, I don't understand why people get so annoyed over this, because I haven't had one person on who was damaged by a horse. I haven't had one person on whose car was damaged by a horse. So I don't understand what the problem is.
The problem is, it's not a huge problem. It's just that they shouldn't be on the road with the way things are nowadays in this life. There's not a place for a horse to be trotting on any road. That's what I say. It just isn't. I think it's cruel.
Okay,
I don't like it.
Let me just deal with that one point, and this is the one that keeps coming up over and over again, that it is cruel, Stephen. It is cruel to have animals on the roads.
Well, would it be different if someone was on their back trotting them around the roads? Would people think any differently then? Because you see a lot of people on their back trotting them around. I don't see much of a difference whenever they're in a sulky or when there's someone trotting them around the roads on their back.
Okay, that's a very good question, actually. What is the difference, Frida?
Of what?
She's basically saying people don't complain about somebody from a horse riding school trotting a horse around on the roads in their jodhpurs. Nobody complains about that. It's only when it comes to sulkies that people complain.
No, I don't believe any horse would be on the road unless it's just Gardaí on horses, but that's very, very rare. You don't even see that nowadays. You see more people out there riding just a normal horse every day of the week and trotting it. I just don't believe this should be on roads, simple as, you know. I think it's cruel.
Okay, so you would like to see them being rounded up. And as far as you're concerned, Stephen, this isn't a big deal. We should just relax a bit.
No, and they're going on a them trot along the road. The variety of them horses are all used to the road. They don't spook. And there was a woman on there saying if she was coming up behind them, she'd stand on the horn and do things like that. But it's an idiot like that that's going to end up causing.
Yeah, no, no, I agree. I believe an awful lot of most of the horses that are being used trotting around the roads are well used to the roads. They're well used to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a shock 100%. To them for a car to be coming up behind them. All right, Stephen, thanks very much indeed.
Happy as Larry, they are. Happy as Larry, those horses are. Would you like to be ridden up the back of the airport?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, there you go. That's your answer.
But I'm not a fucking horse. You gobshite. That's just stupid. Somebody give somebody a jiggy back around the airport. No. It's a stupid comparison.
Did you never do riding up the back of the airport?
I have ridden up the back of the airport, but it wasn't on a horse. Or I didn't have somebody on me either.
Oh, God. Oh, I have an image now. I have an image.
Thank you very much for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow. And if you're listening on Spotify, click on the little bell icon and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. If you haven't already, why not download the Opinions Matter app? It's available wherever you get your apps and the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. You just search for Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Download it onto your phone. And every time our show is live, and we do it live most weekday afternoons, you'll get a little notification on your phone and you can listen in live and you can join the conversation live most weekday afternoons. So just download the Opinions Matter app. And finally, if you want to contact us, the email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Or you can send us a private message through our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D.
And can I also say to you, because a lot of you have been sending us your 2022 Wrapped by Spotify. So if you listen to this podcast on Spotify, you'll know that Spotify sends you out an end of the year thing telling you what your most listened to podcast is. And I have to say, and I genuinely mean this, I am so humbled and warmed
By the amount of people who've sent
the amount of people who've sent us screenshots saying that Opinions Matter was their most listened to podcast, because there's so much, and we're aware of that. There's so much. Everybody has a bloody podcast now. My cat has a podcast.
Has he? What's it called?
What?
What's it called?
The Meowcast. No, but literally everybody has a podcast now. So you have so much choice. And as Aer Lingus say every time you fly with them, thank you for choosing Opinions Matter. That's what they say.
They say that.
Aer Lingus say that.
Do they?
Well, they don't say Opinions Matter. Have you ever landed on an airplane in Aer Lingus, on the UFI?
Oh, thank you for flying with Aer Lingus.
You fly Ryanair. That's your
I fly with anyone.
And you fly Ryanair. That's your ilk. Isn't it?
What does that even mean?
Scratch cards and booze. That's your type of flight, isn't it?
Yeah, but sure, Aer Lingus are like that as well now.
What?
Aer Lingus have the cheap plastic seats and all now.
My point is, you have so much choice. There's so many podcasts you can listen to. And the fact that so many of you made Opinions
we
Matter.
We got one yesterday. In 2022, one of our listeners listened to 5,122 hours of this.
Okay, I don't even... I can't even
stomach the thought of 500 and...
Of listening to me and you? No.
Well, anyway, 5,000 hours.
Me? Okay, you? No. Anyway, thank you very much for making this your number one podcast. We really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.